A fun time for the disabled.
This is my favorite open you've produced, Ham.
I just think of Ham doing this live and, like, hitting the button.
Just like the crowd going crazy.
He's Loot Daddy.
All the people in their chairs start moving.
Yeah.
So do we need to reset why we call this fun time for the disabled?
I mean, I can do it quickly for you.
Okay.
I'm disabled and I like to have fun.
All right. There we go.
And there's a 20-minute bit.
Yeah, we're going to have
to. Yeah, we might have to do something about that.
Do that for a minute.
Just play Gorillaz or something. It is a great open, though. It's fire.
Okay, so I have some audio for you fellas. A few things to get to. Three different entries today. We'll end with another bit that has been developed for the show.
All right.
Bits
but
of
I want
fun.
To start with our old play thingy, which is EA Audio.
We are the show that loves EA.
Yeah, I was sitting there.
He's our muse.
Funniest man on the ticket.
Sitting there last night playing a little late night show, as I am wont to do. And I get the notification that a new Turn Off Your Mics with EA and Creighton dropped. I was like, I'm not doing nothing. Let's hear what we got. And so we get a little EA ripping other podcasts. We do a little cowboy talk and then him ripping the Joker. Now, just to reset, EA will mid-sentence transform into an owl. It's an amazing ability that he has. Just to set up, yeah, there's one instance. This was the one from a few weeks ago.
That's a pretty good deal.
Sure.
If you buy a regular price dozen, who wants to buy 24 donuts for $18?
Is it an owl or is it more of a pigeon?
Maybe a pigeon.
I feel like
some kind of bird.
Yeah.
EA bird.
Some sort of fowl.
I think that everyone in the world has one skill that they can do that nobody else can do. Either if it's a habit or just something crazy. I don't think anyone else in the world just randomly turns into an owl mid-sentence like EA.
It also sounds like to me, too, that he's in some kind of big body of water and he's just bobbing in and out of the water. Now, from what I understand, they did do this show yesterday in an Olympic-sized pool.
Yes.
So when you hear these, he is going underwater briefly.
Interesting.
And that's why you hear the new EA bird. So I have three cuts for you. Here's one
three
of the new EA owl.
That was the Giants who had a terrible, terrible quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Right.
So that was the Cleveland Browns who Deshaun Watson, I did quit.
See, that was an owl. Because he went, who?
Yes, for sure.
Do we have that isolated?
Who'd?
Again, also, maybe he just right under, underwater, and then he's back up.
One more time. I'm trying to break this down.
That was the Giants who had a terrible, terrible quarterback in Daniel Jones.
Right.
So that was the Cleveland Browns who Deshaun Watson, I did quit.
I can't do that mid-sentence. That's impossible.
Does he see Kenny Albert down there underwater?
So you make that sound rolling your tongue, but that sounds like it's coming from his throat. It sounds
deeper. That's Snorneck.
It sounds internal.
Yes.
Somehow
Alright, so
I wonder if he can roll his R's with his throat.
But he can only do it when he's not trying.
Yes.
If he tries to do it, it's impossible. How about this one again, underwater EA?
The Redskins lost to the Green Bay Packers. Because of that, that means the challenging party would lose. So the Republicans won because George W. Bush.
Wait, hold on.
We're bringing in G-Dub into this?
They're not afraid to go there.
Okay.
He had a whole bit about the Washington team determining the election.
Interesting.
Okay. One more time.
The Redskins lost to the Green Bay Packers. Because of that, that means the challenging party would lose. So the Republicans won because George W. Bush.
Okay. So we've only heard it with who until this point. It's really just any long ooh sound, I guess. Lose. Shoes.
It's the ooh sound. And this one, isn't quite EA Bird. Poop. This one to me just sounded like he was underwater or trying to talk with water in his mouth.
You made a great movie, and was it old school?
Hangover as well.
No, great. Old school and Hangover.
Whole school?
You made a great movie, and was it old school?
Hangover as well.
No, great. Old school and Hangover.
Kind of some Chris Collinsworth startup.
Yeah. So there's our buddy EA.
And those are all from the same episode.
Yeah.
That's
been like 20 minutes.
Hangover, the election.
They get into all of it, man.
That's awesome.
And it's they dropped it at 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was like 1:30. The optimal podcast dropping
time.
Love it. Okay, our next entry here. Did you fellas know that John Gruden has a TikTok?
Yes, and it is insanity.
It's so insane.
I love it so much.
So
I'm missing out a lot on TikTok, I guess.
Every week, John Gruden, of course, the Super Bowl winning coach with the Bucks, will drop a video of him going over, I guess, what he calls like his dogs of the week. And he's basically just reading players' stat lines and saying how good they are. Now, this is even crazier if you watch it and you get the crazy John Gruden hair part.
Yeah.
And
you get the Chucky eyes.
The Chucky eyes. He's sitting there in the dark. It's really weird. But, yeah, here he is going over his, like, dogs of the week. And he has this weird song that he punctuates them all with. Here's a little John Gruden.
You know, when I was calling plays, I just loved it when our quarterback shredded the defense. I mean, just ripped them. That's what has me feeling really nicey. Like watching Jared Goff go 18 for 18, 292 yards and 2 touchdowns.
Got me feeling nicey.
I couldn't do that pregame warm-up. Ha! Ho! Jaden Daniels,
okay.
Just a rookie. 26 out of 30, 87%, 231 yards. He rushes for 47. He's doing everything. Shredded, baby. CJ Stroud, 345 yards. Brings the Texans back. Wins it at the buzzer. Shred up, Stroud. Baker Mayfield coming off a tough loss. 345 yards in the hot, humid Tampa Bay weather. Heat them up, Mayfield. Keep shredding them, baby. Boom. Sam Darnold.
Oh, still cooking.
The Vikings would be 4-0. 275 yards. 3 touchdowns. Go to Lambeau Field and win again, baby. Keep it rolling, Sam. Shred them. Boom.
Just amazing.
My God.
There's 32 quarterbacks that start every week. It's like an unlimited amount of content for him.
Okay, we need to find that song. Is that a legit song? Or
I don't
is that
think
something?
He had a commission, so I'm going to bet so, yeah.
Okay, we need to find that and make it part of our show somehow.
Yeah.
That beat kind of goes.
Got me feeling nicey.
We could have Monty do like a weekly recap of the show and just like
his
read our stats.
God, I love that.
That's so
like
good.
I said, you got to watch it because he does these crazy eyes and he's...
Yeah.
Bouncing back and forth. It's awesome.
Yeah, okay. See, he's got a dark background. It looks kind of creepy.
And it's so creepy.
Kind of funny.
Make no mistake, after the whole email imbroglio and him being sort of ushered away from football, this is him trying to rehab his image. This is happening. Mm-hmm. This is a calculated thing by a number of people to try to get Gruden back in the good graces.
Okay, our last bit of audio here. This is a sweet spot infomercial.
Mm. Okay.
That is from the mind of Lando, who during our show yesterday...
Oh, Logan.
Hey, Lando.
...popped in here and said, you guys know ShamWow? What about SeanWow? And then Ham and I got to work.
First, there was the ShamWow. Now introducing the SeanWow.
Wow.
Here at the Sweet Spot, we want to make sure you always feel validated. Do you have a killer HSO or a comedy-changing joke? Punctuate it with the SeanWow.
Wow.
The SeanWow can be used for any occasion. You could use it to accent life's highest of highs.
And their 63rd season. It's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
Wow.
Or... for life's lowest of lows.
It's been a tough 2024, fellas. I mean, y'all know I already lost 3 of my dog friends, and Now I find out my cancer is back. I don't know what to do.
Oh my God, Monty. Dude, I'm so sorry.
Wow. A wow straight from the heart. What a supportive friend. Don't just take our word for it. Take it from ticker anchor and military burnout, Devin Landrum.
Before Sean Wow, no one cared when I turned on my mic and chimed in. The hardline still doesn't know my name. But with the Sean Wow, I don't feel so worthless every time I tell the P1s about breaking cowboy news. Thanks, Sean Wow.
No one cares, Logan. Act now and make sure you get your Sean Wow before the holiday season. And if you call between 1 and 3, we'll throw in another sweet spot exclusive item.
What?
The Sean Asked and Answered Doll.
I had some doubts about SEC making the jump, or the Texas making the jump to the SEC, thinking, okay, are they ready physically up front? Absolutely. This defense was awful yesterday. Are they as bad as what they put out there? Probably not.
That's right. Sean asked the question, and before you can answer it, he answers it himself.
I like Joe Tessitore. I know he's polarizing for some people. I like his enthusiasm. Can he be corny at times? Sure.
Baltimore just got their ass kicked in every single game this series by the better team.
Swept for the first time all year. And were they better over 162? Obviously. And look, I know that we live amongst a lot of Astros fans up here in North Texas, but you know what? Take that.
Yeah.
Take that. This is no longer your division. This is no longer your league. And you know what? Will Texas win the World Series? I don't know.
The Sean Wow and Sean Asked and Answered Doll can be yours for the low price of $329.99. Call today.
You get both?
Bargain.
Is that awesome? Absolutely.
Damn right. Wow.
Man. Great work, Justin. Great work, Devin.
Wow.
Great work, everybody.
I'm so glad Devin's part of the show.
Me too. Good work, Devin.
No one cares, Logan.
He's just sitting in there laughing. Oh, that was awesome. That was a fun time for the abled and the disabled. Yeah. I think we all had a good time.
Everybody.
We all had a great time.
Wow.